This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports on AM 1490 and the new B107.5 FM.
Time to get one break in before the show.
Good evening and welcome to Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports. We are live from the Terror Dome here in Otto Eldred, Duke Center, for the Owls season opener at the Holiday Tournament, playing tonight against Eisenhower. This is Jimmy Keltz, your voice of the Owls, broadcasting alongside James Patrick, our new talent this year. Thanks for joining me tonight, James.
Thank you.
Go ahead. I think you wanted to mention the girls' game, as it were. Oh, they just started the national anthem. Oh, I apologize. So we're going to take a quick break here to get away from the national anthem as to not talk through it. And we'll come back and get ready with our starting lineups and tip off for Bradford Owls season opener from the Terror Dome on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford, Devin Kloss State Farm, ABC Grow With Me, and WR Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Bradford Owls basketball, the season opener tonight, again at the Otto Eldred Holiday Tournament, where we have been starting our season here for the last couple of years, and the Owls will face Eisenhower tonight in the first game of the season. And again, welcome James Patrick to the show. We just wrapped up the first game of the tournament in which the Lady Owls played against the Allegheny Limestone Lady Gators. And we had a pretty nice game there.
The Lady Owls won the game 32-16, and they'll be in the championship game tomorrow afternoon, awaiting their opponent later on this evening. Right now, they're introducing the starting lineups. Tonight for your Bradford Owls, we'll have Adam Ward, Talon Reese, Brendan Warner, Chase Weinberg, and A.J. Gleason.
That's right, and all except for Talon Reese are all juniors, as you pointed out. Reese is the lone sophomore in the bunch. Jake Franz, the only returning starter from last year, suffered an illness earlier in the week, missed a couple days of practice, but we'll see if he can get on the floor here tonight. Meantime, starting for Eisenhower will be Kyler Black, Johnny Palmieri, Chris Bunk, Casey Seymour, and Cale Hunt. Now, I believe last year we also opened this tournament against Eisenhower in the first game and came away with a win there, but the Owls, very different looking team this year, James.
Indeed. They're certainly loaded down with a lot of juniors, a little bit of senior support, and a little light on the underclassmen. But I know that the coach John Bernardi is very excited about the upcoming season.
Yeah, that's right. Bernardi in his second year as head coach of the Owls. They finished last year 9-14 on the year. Again, Franz, their only returning letter winner, lost four starters. He did average just shy of 11 points per game last year. So the Owls will lean on him for a lot of production throughout the season. But again, you pointed out junior heavy, some underclassmen also coming up, and names that we'll recognize as well. Carter Colley got some playing time. He also was on the football team this year, got some play time there. But Chase Weinberg was a regular last year, not a starter, but a guy they used a lot off the bench. And we'll see where this production is going to come from tonight.
I know all these juniors have been together a long time. They've played year-round travel ball. They're excited.
So we're just getting ready for tip-off. And we'll see the Owls come away with it. Weinberg elevates, and Gleason comes with it. And that starts off Reese with possession. He dumps it over to Ward. Ward drives across the top of the key and hits Reese in the left corner. The Owls going from right to left on your radio. And that's elevation by Weinberg, but the layup's no good. Loose ball underneath, and it goes out of bounds. It will be Eisenhower ball. So just a little miscue there on the rebound, James.
Yeah, that looked like a very tightly contested ball on the other end of the court there. Bradford looks like they're going to be in a full court press.
Yeah, opening up with a lot of pressure. And let's see, Eisenhower has broken through. There's a layup on the left side. Well defended, but is able to sink it. So Eisenhower takes the early two-point lead. Reese will bring it up for the Owls. Going to try to drive right down the middle, but it's stolen away. Eisenhower will have to slow it down here. They don't have the numbers for the fast break. Instead, we'll work around the perimeter. Now trying to get inside. A little give-and-go action. Pass isn't there. Driving from the top of the key and then pops it out for a three. That is off. Layup or rebound goes long, but collected by Gleason. Now Weinberg on the left side. Out to Reese. Reese pump fake drives in the corner for a little four-footer, and that's good for Brendan Warner. And it is tied up 2-2. Here's a drive and a little eight-footer for Eisenhower. Ooh. No good, but they collect their own rebound, and Bunk cleans it up. That was a nice play there by Eisenhower.
Looks like Talon's going to pass it off to Weinberg in the corner. Out to Brendan. Adam Ward at the top of the key. Over to Talon. AJ Gleason now at the top of the key.
Yeah, I was going to say, Reese, you know, this team is so much taller than we've seen in previous years. It's got a lot of height, including from the guards. It's nice to see Reese kind of manning maybe a bit more of a shooting guard than a point guard position. Right now, they're dribbling around outside the perimeter. Here's a high screen from Weinberg. Reese is going to drive inside and will draw a foul. Nice job there. But again, somebody that can handle the ball but still has some height. It's not something we've seen a whole lot of in previous years. So that'll be the first foul of the game. First foul on Eisenhower. And they've called that on Casey Seymour.
Talon sinks the first one. Getting ready, doing his routine. And he sinks the second one. We now have a tie game at four. Owls maintain full court pressure. Eisenhower breaks through. Out for a three on the wing, and it's good.
And so a 7-4 lead for Eisenhower after Johnny Palmieri sinks his three from the corner. Radford now trying to dump down low to Reese. Reese tries to kick it back out to Weinberg. He elevates for about a five-footer. It goes no good, out of bounds on the Owls. So we're at 5 minutes, 22 seconds left of the first quarter. 7-4, Eisenhower leads and has possession. Chance here to extend their lead. Here's the inbound. Again, the full-court press for the Owls. Weinberg picks up the ball carrier there, but they finally do break through. Kicked out for another three from Palmieri. This one's off target, and Weinberg collects the rebound. Outlet pass way down low.
Adam Ward with a lay-in.
So a nice little outlet down to Ward, who goes the length of the floor and is good for two. The Owls down by one. And a tipped pass, but Eisenhower is able to collect it. And that'll be a foul called
Ward.
Yeah, Ward with his first. Also the first team foul for Bradford. Seven to six, 4:49 left in the first quarter. Eisenhower inbounds. Down low, trying to get around AJ Gleason is their big man, but it's no good. Collected by the Knights. And a missed shot. Now that was whistled dead.
That's a foul on AJ Gleason underneath.
So foul off the ball. So a couple of quick fouls here for the Owls, James. And another inbound from the Knights. This one down low, and the layup is there for their big man, number two, Kyler Black. And it's 9-6. Here comes Ward, dishes out to Weinberg. Weinberg's going to try to drive baseline, nothing there. Gleason back to Weinberg. Weinberg up top to Reese. Reese working from the left side and going to give it to Warner. Warner pump fakes back to the left. To Reese, takes a high screen from Weinberg, picks up the dribble, back to Warner. Warner on the right, fakes, drives inside, And he's got Ward to Reese. So good ball movement here from the Owls.
Lots initially. Of movement, Jimmy. Lots of movement.
I like to see that. That usually does pay off in the long run. Reese is now working off the ball and gets himself open on the perimeter, receives the pass, and drains the three. We're tied up 9-9.
That was really nice movement by the Owls. They found the open man for a good three, Talon Reese.
Now the drive in and kicked back out by Black. Eisenhower will work around the perimeter. Black ends back up with it outside on the right side. Passes into the corner.
Adam Ward playing some tough defense there in the corner.
Yeah, he's D'ing up Cale Hunt, and Hunt had to get rid of it quick. Now a little bit of a wild layup attempt that goes no good by Hunt. Owls collect the rebound. Reese off and running. Going to pass it down to the left corner to Weinberg, and then shot is waved off, and I believe it's going to be a foul on the Knights.
What?
Yeah, I saw 23.
24.
24. So that'll be, must have been a recent entry into the game. Gavin Lindemuth with his first foul.
And the Owls inbounded it underneath, out on the perimeter right now.
Franz has entered the game.
Yes.
He kicks it out to Weinberg. Weinberg with a tough layup on the left side, gets it to drop. And it is an Owls lead, 11-9, their first lead of the game.
They've backed off into the 2-3 zone, it looks like.
Now here's Eisenhower down low, and a travel call.
Travel call.
Weinberg found himself in a tough position there, underneath trying to guard Lindemuth, and he ends up traveling before he can elevate.
And now it looks like Eisenhower's going to put on the full course.
Yeah,
press.
So they've switched their defensive tactics here. With Franz in the game, and we've already seen some pretty good ball handling from Weinberg, Reese, Ward, but Franz in now, we know what he can do. He saw a lot of playing time last year. Excellent point guard. Drives in immediately from the left side, and it's just off the mark. And there... big man comes down with the rebound. Black outlet pass down low for Eisenhower. Going to work around the perimeter. A little bit of a fake. Franz gets a hand on it, but the Knights are able to maintain. Off to Black on the left side. Guarded by Gleason. Black will drive in. Step back. Picks up his dribble. Now pass baseline. Playoff no good and blocked.
Blocked by Weinberg.
Weinberg able to get a hand on that one. Franz around the perimeter. And... didn't see who was in over there on the corner. Who else is in? Johnson, Lucas Johnson, handling it now for the Owls. 1:42 left to play. The Owls lead 11-9. Left to play in the first quarter. And there's a pass stolen. Palmieri off and running. Layup left side, and it drops. Tie game 11-11. So what happened there? I missed the steal there.
They tied up Lucas. Josh?
Yeah, Lucas.
Lucas in the corner, and they were able to strip it away.
So now Gleason working from the elbow. He's going to kick it back out to Johnson. Johnson, with a little spin move, picks up his dribble, nothing doing. Franz on the outside working. They got the switch on the pick with a bit of a mismatch, but he kicks it out, and Reese nails
the
three.
Fire. Reese is on fire.
So that's two from downtown, and that's 14-11, Owls lead, 44 seconds left in the first quarter.
Ooh, nice defense by Weinberg. Almost stole it.
Just about had it there, but Eisenhower able to maintain. They pass around the perimeter, looking down low, nothing doing. Now Black from outside, going to drive it on the left. No good. Franz with the rebound. Franz, 25 seconds. The Owls in transition. Franz is going to slow it down and come back out. Now he's got Weinberg driving. Count it. So Weinberg drives in, and Eisenhower tried to take the charge, but it's called a blocking foul instead.
Very aggressive drive by Weinberg.
Yes, yeah. Ends up paying off as he will go to the line for two. Still 14-11. I thought he made the shot.
He made the
they gave us the
He did make the shot.
Oh, there it is. Now they've got it. 16-11. All right, there it is.
The Owls, minimal pressure up to half court. Back, settling in the 2-3 zone.
And in the closing seconds.
And the
seconds.
Ball goes off of Eisenhower. The Owls will inbound with 2 seconds left under their own basket. Long shot from France.
And had the strength.
Yes, it did.
It just went off the right side of the rim. So that closes out of the first quarter, and the Owls lead 16-11 over Eisenhower. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
I got 17 for us.
Back for Bradford Owls basketball and WESB Sports. Sorry, you said you were working on the score there, but just before the end of the first quarter, the Owls had a long shot from Franz that went off to the right side. That was no good, but Franz did enter the game there late in the first quarter, which is good to see. And the Owls lead currently 16-11 over Eisenhower. And Reese has been, they've been spread out fairly well. We've got four different point scorers, but Reese with 8 points in that first quarter leads the Owls.
Looks like Isaiah Fitton has checked into the game.
So Fitton will get his first action of the season. He was a bit of a spark plug for the Owls basketball team last year. Would come in and he's aggressive, plays good defense, just kind of makes things happen. Eisenhower with possession here as Bradford won the opening tip, and a steal from A.J. Gleason. Gleason picks up the dribble, outlet pass to Reese. Reese off and running and going to drive in, kicks it out to Warner. Warner looking across to Gleason with a long two that goes off right side. Long rebound collected by Reese. Reese to Franz at the top of the key. The Owls slow it back down to reset. Now Reese driving on the left side. High screen from Gleason. Franz stops behind the back. Spin move, drives in, kicks out. There's Gleason in the right corner, trying to direct traffic there. Franz goes with the cut, but he's a step too late. So they pass it off to Reese.
Very good movement by the Owls right here. Just trying to find the open man. Reese, the top of the key. He drives in, blocked.
Nice block there from Eisenhower. Now driving down in transition, but Franz rather gets a hand on it. So a steal there for the Owls, coming back the other way. Now Franz working from the right side. Little step back move, and then gives it to Gleason for two.
What a beautiful pass from Franz to Gleason underneath.
Yeah, that was a really nice feed. Gleason just made it happen with that little juke move. Now a little floater from Eisenhower, the Knights, number 13, Casey. And that's good for two. So it's 18-13 with 6:20 to play. Franz stuck in the trap there. We'll find Fitton on the right side. Fitton drives in, turns around, kicks it out to Warner. Warner elevates for two, no good. And Black with the rebound for the Knights. Eisenhower coming down the other way. Black's going to keep it, drive inside. The shot's waved off. And there's a foul on the floor on Gleason.
That'll be Gleason's second foul. As Jimmy said, the foul was on the floor, so Eisenhower is going to inbound from under their basket.
So Gleason with two fouls will head to the bench. Weinberg will come back out. So currently for the Owls, we have Chase Weinberg, Jake Franz, Brendan Warner, Talon Reese, and Isaiah Fitton. Inbound, tipped out of bounds by Reese. So again, really good ball movement, really good off the ball movement we've seen from the Owls here through the first quarter and early here in the second. 6:03 left to play in the first half. Inbound and a three kind of a good look for Eisenhower, but it goes short. They're able to chase down the long rebound. Yeah, Reese almost with the steal. Here's another long three. This one is drained.
Johnny Palmieri. He's pretty tough from the corner over there.
And there's Finn with a jump stop. Kicks it out to Reese. Reese going to drive in around the perimeter. Ends up with Franz. Franz goes down low to Warner. And another excellent feed by Franz.
Beautiful pass.
So Warner with his second field goal of the game. And a steal by Reese. Reese elevates. Layup. Side. And it is 22-16 Owls lead with 5 minutes, 10 seconds left in the first half.
Blocked by Weinberg. Rebounded by Fitton.
What a block by Weinberg. I mean, with some authority. Now Reese is going to double cross, drive in. Little up and under, and he gets free.
Oh, beautiful.
So Franz has made his presence felt here as Eisenhower will take a quick timeout and try to stop this run.
Owls bench is fired up. 24-16 lead, 4:49 to go in the second quarter.
So an absolutely excellent start here to the second quarter for the Owls. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to the Terror Dome, Bradford Owls basketball. The Owls with a 24-16 lead over Eisenhower, 4 minutes, 49 seconds left in the first half. And we've seen, again, Franz, the only returning letter winner of last year, came in not as a sixth man, but off the bench and with a couple of really nice assists and just got his first field goal of the night as well. Eisenhower with possession coming out of the timeout. Working here, driving. Almost lost it there. Good defense from Fitton, but Eisenhower able to maintain.
Man-to-man defense right now by the Owls.
And that's right. Didn't notice the switch.
They're really moving well.
There's Weinberg trying to come out for the three. It goes no good, and Franz collects the rebound. 4 minutes, 20 seconds to go. Still an eight-point lead for the Owls. Weinberg working down low, elevates, and a little two-footer doesn't drop. Eisenhower with the board. Now, the Knights have not really gone in transition much this game. They set up here, and
that's blocked by Callen Reese. Weinberg out to Franz. And France comes up a little short, rebounded by Eisenhower.
So the Knights now on the other side, and Finn with a block.
Eisenhower regains possession. Jumper from the corner. Rebound by
Warner.
Warner.
So outlet pass to Reese. Warner back with it now. Still 24-16. The Owls defense doing really well in the man-to-man. 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. Franz avoids a steal there, kicks it back out to Reese. Shot is short, and the Knights come up with it.
And that's out away from the play. There's a foul on Warner.
So that'll be his first foul, but it is the fourth team.
Eisenhower will be inbounding under their basket. Adam Ward is now back in the game for the Owls.
So Ward reenters alongside Weinberg, Franz, Reese, and Fitton. Good ball movement here from Eisenhower. And almost a steal by Fitton. The Knights able to maintain and trying to reset. And now Franz takes a dive at one. Can't quite come up with it. And now Weinberg almost, but it leaves a wide open baseline lane. And Kyler Black comes away with the layup. So 24-18. Tumble there out of bounds. But Ward able to make the play. And somehow avoids the bench. However, Eisenhower does come away with the steal.
Oh. And that's a foul on Fitton. Two shots coming up for Eisenhower.
Yeah, that's
Chris Bunk will be at the free throw line.
So Fitton's foul is his first, team fifth. Again, 24-18, 2:32 left in the first half.
And he sinks the first free throw. 24-19, Owls.
Referee's pretty light so far here tonight.
They're letting him play.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't ask for much more than that. Second one is sunk as well for Bunk.
Little pressure here by Eisenhower. The Owls get it past half court. They find an open Reese over to Ward. France out at the key. Beautiful wow. Spin move by France, and he lays it in underneath.
Yeah, France, I mean, just was putting his defender in the spin cycle, just crossed him, spun him, and drove in and ended up with a spin move on the right side. Nice little layup, good for two, 26-20, Owls lead. 1:50 left in the half. Now here's a nice little step from the Eisenhower.
Rebounded by Fitton. Weinberg out to Talon Reese. Beautiful no-look pass underneath the France, who lays it in. They're really, really moving the ball well.
Yeah, and that one was Reese kind of feeding Franz, who has had a few nice feeds himself. I mean, early in the season, our first look here at this year's Owls team, and you got to love the way they're moving the ball around. Now here's another block, this one from Weinberg.
Weinberg underneath, and it's out of bounds on Eisenhower. Owls ball. And into the game comes Greg Tyler for Fitton. Greg's a senior, and this will be his first action of the season.
So we have Adam Ward, Greg Tyler, Talon Reese, Jake Franz, and Chase Weinberg on the floor for the final 1:15 of the first half. Inbound to Weinberg across half court. Tries to avoid the trap, finds Franz. Franz drives left side, and the layup doesn't fall. Still fighting for the loose ball. Weinberg comes up with it.
There, that's a beautiful play. Greg Tyler kept that ball alive, and then Weinberg came up with it. Who'd draw the foul, and he'll be at the line for two.
Nice job there. Good hustle from the Owls. It's 28-20 with 1:04 to go. Weinberg with a chance to extend it by two more. The foul was on Bunk, his second, team four.
Weinberg drains the first one. 9-point lead for the Owls with 1:04 to go. And the second one's off the rim. Rebounded by Reese out to France.
And that's going to stay.
It's out of bounds off Eisenhower. Owls basketball. Very nice offensive rebound there. And they'll be out on the wing, inbounds. France will have the ball out of bounds. Oh.
All right, Reese handling it. 50 seconds to go, 29-20. Kicked out to Weinberg. Weinberg drives baseline. Across to Ward. Ward finds Reese. Working from the left elbow. We'll back it back up. The Owls, we'll see if they end up holding it just for one here.
33 seconds and counting. Adam Ward at the top of the key right now. Out to France on the wing. Underneath to Weinberg, wide open. Yeah. Very nice passes.
Just letting the play develop. No rush. Finding the open man. It's 31-20. The Owls lead. 12 seconds to go in the half. And there's a three from Eisenhower. No good. Saved by number 12. Chris Bunk, but goes out of bounds in the process. So the Owls will inbound with 3:07 to go.
Long pass to Adam Ward, half court. Ward over to France. Long three.
It's good.
It's good. And the place erupts.
Sinks it at the buzzer. And that makes it 34-20 as the Owls head into the locker room with a 14-point lead over Eisenhower here on their season opening night at the Terror Dome. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford, Devin Kloss State Farm, ABC Grow With Me, and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
Becoming a Toyota Certified Used Vehicle starts with passing a 160-point inspection to ensure nothing but the highest quality vehicle. And for a limited time, Love Toyota has great low financing deals on certified used Camrys, Corollas, RAV4s, Highlanders, and Tacomas. Not all buyers will qualify for special APR financing from Toyota. See your dealer for details. The best new cars make the best used cars. Hurry. Offers end November 30th. Toyota. Let's go places.
Love Toyota Bradford.
I'm Naheem Hines, proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom has muscular dystrophy, and the MDA helps her and kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. And MDA funds over 150 care centers for kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Learn more at MDA.org today.
Children in poverty, each one unique, each one full of dreams. They're our hope, our future. They're the reason Children International exists. And even when the whole world changed, the things that mattered most to us stayed the same. Giving children the tools they need to set their own goals and create futures free from poverty.
I have enough healthy food.
I'm learning every day.
I'm healthy and strong.
We've developed new ways to reach children and families in poverty during these vulnerable times, ensuring they have access to health care, education, life skills, and more, so they can achieve their dreams. Learn more about Children International and join us at children.org/help today.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the Old Post Office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Terror Dome. We're here at halftime for Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports at the Otto Eldred Holiday Tournament, the Randy Stebbins Memorial Tournament. The Owls again playing against Eisenhower here in their first game of the season, their second game of the tournament, but first on the boys' side of the bracket. We opened up with a Lady Owls win, a 32-16 win over Allegheny Limestone. Now the boys getting their first game action, but they're going to be playing basketball here at the Terror Dome for the next few hours here, James.
Yeah, there's two games to follow us. Both the ladies and boys, pairs will be playing. And then tomorrow we'll have consolation and championship games.
That's correct. Right now, the Owls in pretty good position to try to make a run at that championship game as they lead 34-20 over Eisenhower. We'll break down just exactly how that went. Eisenhower actually came out pretty hot, James. And if you recall, they took an early lead, and I believe at one point we're up by maybe 4 or 5, but they didn't let it get too out of control before the Owls kind of rallied back. They went on a nice run, and they kept it fairly close. We end the first quarter with a score of 16-11, but they started that second quarter very hot. I mean, it's really Franz, you can tell when he came in the game, he started directing traffic a little bit more. He started making really slick passes, and that's how we got to our 34-20 score with the 14-point Owls lead. Now, how's the scorers looking on the Owl side?
The Owls are being led by Talon Reese. He's got 10 points right now. Jake France has 9. Chase Weinberg has 7. Brendan Warner with 4. And Adam Ward and A.J. Gleason with 2 apiece. They've been very, very fun to watch tonight. There's a lot of great defense. On the offensive end, they're really moving the ball well, finding the open man. It's been a very, very fun to watch first game.
Yeah, absolutely. Jimmy. I mean, a handful of blocks here on defense. We've seen a couple different looks. We saw the full court press. They really excelled in the man-to-man. And on the other side of the floor, I mean, the assists have been incredible. The ball movement, the patience by the Owls here early is looking really well and paying dividends. For Eisenhower, they are led currently by Johnny Palmieri. He made a couple of three-pointers, and he leads the team with 8. Then we have Kyler Black and Chris Bunk with 4 apiece, and Casey Seymour and Cale Hunt with 2 apiece. And that brings us, accounts for their 20 points and for Bradford's 34 points. Now, again, the Owls in their season opener, if they win, they will go on to play in the championship game tomorrow. I believe that's a 5 o'clock
it
start.
It is scheduled for 5 o'clock.
The consolation game is going to start for the boys at 1:30. So that will be the timing for that. The Lady Owls tomorrow are already booked into the championship game. That's going to be a 3 o'clock start tomorrow for the Lady Owls. A couple of minutes left here in halftime. Both teams have come back out of the locker room to start warming back up. And we'll take about a 2-minute break and come back to get set for the second half of action of the Bradford Owls season opener against Eisenhower at the Terror Dome. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of Sponsors. Participants include Toyota Certified Used Cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Childcare, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of childcare, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner's Circle sponsors helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
Together, we build schools out of abandoned buildings. Together, we bring food to hungry children in need. Together, we see solutions instead of problems. We are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, community leaders in your neighborhood and around the globe, brought together to do one thing, make more good happen. Connect with us at Rotary.org. Together, we are Rotary, and we are people of action.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devon Closs State Farm at the old post office in Bradford. Let Devon and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Back to the Terror Dome for Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Just about ready to start the second half of play, third quarter. And Eisenhower will have possession.
Looks like the same starters for both teams. France is staying on the bench. Again, he was a little sick during the week.
Right.
So he didn't start. Eisenhower ball to top. Pass underneath, tipped by Gleason and stolen by Reese. Owls on the break. They slow it up. Weinberg from the corner just missed a three. Rebounded by Brendan. Eisenhower in a 2-3 defense. Talon at the top of the key.
Again, the Owls being real patient, but there's a missed pass that just was a little off, and Weinberg couldn't corral it.
So it's an over and back. Eisenhower will take over possession.
7 minutes, 18 seconds left in the third quarter. Still a 14-point Bradford lead, but the Knights here with possession and trying to kind of claw back into this one coming out of halftime. There's Black at the top of the key. He's going to pass down to the right side. Eisenhower working from right to left on your radio. There's a pass down low, and the big man.
That was a very nice pass into Chris Bunk.
Is able to cash that one in for a layup on the right side. It's 34-22.
A.J. double-teamed.
Yeah,
errant pass. The trap. And there goes Bunk on a breakaway, fouled by Reese. And it'll be two shots for Eisenhower.
So Eisenhower already looking to try to get this down to a 10-point lead.
That's the first foul on Reese and the first team foul of the second half. Bunk at the line. And he drains the first one. Checking into the game is Jake France.
So we have...
And Lucas Johnson. Lucas Johnson and Jake France checking in.
Yeah, France, Johnson, Reese still on the floor.
Ward.
Ward and Weinberg, yep. I believe.
And he drains the second free throw. We now have a 10-point lead. Long outlet pass for Ward, who is unable to save it. Another turnover, and it's going to be Eisenhower ball under their basket.
Boy, Ward got about four rows up there in the bleachers before he finally came to a stop. Finally does, and, you know, nobody crashed into anything like that. But Eisenhower with possession, trying to cut this down now to a single-digit lead.
Stole by France. In for the layup, and it pounces off the rim. Rebounded by Ward. Nice rebound. Out to France for three, and he nails it.
Wow.
Wow.
So a very uncharacteristic... miss on the layup there, but France is able to make up for it.
Adam Ward with a hustle, getting a board over a much bigger man.
Yes. Yeah, so that puts us back up to 13-point lead, 37.
And an errant pass by Eisenhower.
37-24, yeah. So the Owls here, I mean, France, just an absolute spark plug, but kicks that back up to a 13-point
lead. Eisenhower putting
lead.
On full court pressure. Owls break it, pass to half court. Reese all the way to the hoop. And just short, rebounded by Weinberg. And Weinberg puts it in.
Weinberg with a really nice move there. Just hesitated for a second to get the Eisenhower defenders to jump up and then went up underneath them. Now here's the Knights trying to drive in as well. Yeah, you're right. Weinberg, I believe.
Weinberg got a hand on it. It looked like another block, and he just got a rebound. Owls basketball. They cross the half-court line. Oh, errant pass.
Yeah, it was.
And there's a foul on Weinberg underneath, and the Eisenhower Knights will shoot two.
So that was like three consecutive fast breaks, but that was Bradford comes away with it, and Lucas Johnson trying to pass it out of the lane. That gets stolen. Eisenberg comes back the other way, and now they draw the foul and go into the line.
It's Johnny Palmieri who misses the first one. Palmieri with one more shot. And that one goes. Reese inbounds underneath. Full court pressure by Eisenhower. Out to France, who passes to Weinberg. They broke the pressure. Lucas Johnson out at the top of the key. Off to France. Owls being patient, working the ball around. Over to Reese. Out to Adam Ward at the top of the key. Over to France. France drives.
Spin move up and under. Almost loses it. Trying to chase it down, and he does.
He does save it. The Owls back out, regrouping at half court.
It's a high screen from Weinberg.
Out here to Lucas Johnson. Over to Reese. Adam Ward in the corner. Underneath to Johnson.
Oh. Reese gets called for the travel. Yeah, Reese collected it there on the perimeter. And a little bit of a hesitation move. And must have just slid the pivot foot a bit. And ends up called for the turnover there. 39-25, Owls lead. 4:22 left in the third quarter. Eisenhower ball. Working from the perimeter, tries to pass down low to Black, and that's Johnson off and running, getting gunned down,
and
but
fouled.
Finishes, count it, and one for Lucas Johnson. He's headed to the line for three the hard way.
He really did well to draw the foul there. He found the defender behind him, slowed up toward the basket,
yeah.
Laid it in.
Really nice awareness, kind of lured him in a little bit. And then was still able to finish for the old and one.
And he drains it. The Owls now lead 42-25.
So up to a pretty nice lead here, a 17-point lead. I think their largest of the night as Eisen.
And there's a rebound by Weinberg again. He's been a monster underneath.
Yeah. Yeah, Weinberg's been everywhere. Eisenhower drove baseline on that, tried to elevate, but just even though they have a little bit of size, I mean, the Owls have been pretty staunch down low. Now here's Reese working left side, drives in.
Boy, that was beautiful, Jimmy.
That little was floater beautiful. From Reese, and that drops in for 44-25 lead. Now here's Eisenhower trying to work again, and this time Johnson with a hand on it.
Lucas Johnson strips it.
On the other side, yeah. Reese.
Beautiful pass to Weinberg underneath. Eisenhower calls timeout. The Owls are on fire, folks.
Yeah, Eisenhower trying to stop the bleeding a little bit. 46-25, a 21-point lead with 3:09 left to go in the third quarter. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
My wife said we're not on either channel.
To Duke Center for Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Currently with a 21-point lead, their largest of the night. 46-25 with 3:09 to play here in game one, day one of the Randy Stebbins Memorial Tournament at the Terror Dome. The Owls coming out of an Eisenhower timeout. The Knights trying to stop the bleeding a little bit as they've opened up a big run here. And can you say about
Their hands on defense have been everywhere.
both sides of the ball.
The passes have been very nice on the offensive end. A lot of open looks underneath just to the due to the great passing.
Again, early in the season opener, early in the season, you got to like what you see. I'm sure Coach Bernardi is pleased. The first half foul trouble, I guess, is the only thing that that you can critique on as of now.
So Fitton has checked back into the game.
Right. Fitton, Johnson, Reese, Franz, and Weinberg on the floor. The Knights with possession. Black is going to take a high screen. Pick up his dribble. Finds a man
stolen
down low.
Stolen by Reese. Out to Fitton. Fitton on the break. And he lays it in.
Wow. So Fitton just fearless there.
The quick hands on defense are really impressive right now, Jimmy.
Yeah, and the Owls look real good in transition. I mean, Fitton there was just fearless, was going in on a much larger defender. Now here's Black with two underneath as Black, he just works down low.
That was a nice move for a big man.
Here's Fitton again with a little bit of a cherry pick. There's Franz, other side.
Oh!
He can't believe it.
Franz can't believe he missed that. But every once in a while, the iron gets in the way.
Yeah, that's right. It was a really nice look there from Fitton to Franz. Just an unfortunate roll. Now here's Black from three, and that's no good.
Rebounded by Fitton up to Reese. Reese out of the three-point line. He drives inside. Pass over to Lucas Johnson. Back out to Fitton. Top of the key. Lucas Johnson.
Weinberg comes up to set a screen. Nothing on the roll.
Nice pass underneath. A foul against Eisenhower. That's Chris Bunk, who fouled France.
Yeah, is it his third? Second team foul for the half. Yeah, his third.
Bunk's third. That puts him in a little bit of danger. He's certainly one of their key players. Okay, Fitton's going to inbound underneath. Brendan Warner is now checked in the game. Fitton outside, drives in, and lays it in.
Yeah, Fitton looks good here in the third quarter as he collects his second field goal, second layup of the game. Just driving in on this much larger team.
A.J. Gleason with a rebound. The Owls are making changes rather quickly, keeping the guys fresh. Here goes France down the lane, and he lays it in again.
How did he get through that lane? I have no idea, but he ends up with a nice little bucket, and it's 52-27.
With just 45 seconds left in the third quarter. Good defense by France, but it got a little bit too good. Foul on France.
France picks up his first, I believe, of the game. Yeah.
Here comes Wyatt Stark. Wyatt Stark seeing his first action.
Yeah, France will head to the bench there. Again, we've mentioned it, but he was sick a little bit earlier this week, and it looks good right now, but, missed a couple days of practice. You don't want to overexert coming back from that, especially this early in the season.
It looks at this point like they'll need him tomorrow.
That's right. Here's an inbound and a quick shot from Eisenhower. No good.
We have a foul underneath.
Yeah, I think
on Eisenhower. I think that's number 24.
Yeah, it was pushing there on the loose ball.
It was number 24, and that's his third foul. That's Gavin Lindemuth. The Owls inbound. Pressure here by Eisenhower.
So Johnson going to drive left side. Elevates.
Fouled and no.
They, I think, are waving off the shot, but a really nice job by Johnson.
Looks like Johnson will be going to the line for two. No, that is incorrect. The Owls inbound underneath the basket.
Wow. Well, that is strange. But either way, okay. The Owls maintain possession. Johnson with it outside on the right He's going to direct traffic from there. Gives it off to Warner.
Down to 20 seconds. Looks like the Owls are going to wait for the last shot.
So the Owls with the large lead will hold for one.
10 seconds. Lucas Johnson got a real nice look. A.J. Gleason with a beautiful rebound and put back. And that's how the third quarter will end.
Wow, really nice job. So Johnson waited just long enough to give Gleason enough time to clean that up. If you would have waited a second longer, that would have missed, and we would have gone to the fourth quarter without Gleason's bucket. But Gleason with a nice cleanup there, and it's 54-27 with just 8 minutes left to play. We'll be back with the final frame of the Owls season opener here over Eisenhower. Again, 54-27 Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of Sponsors. Participants include Toyota Certified Used Cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Child Care, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of child care, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. Bradford Owls basketball. Just the fourth quarter remains, and the Owls in very good position here. Doubled up Eisenhower with a 27-point lead, 54-27 with 8 minutes to play.
It looks like Derek Lyons has checked into the game for the Owls. He'll get his first action of the season here in the fourth quarter.
Alongside Lyons is A.J. Gleason, Brendan Warner, Lucas Johnson, and Isaiah Finn. We await the Eisenhower team coming out of their.
Owls are able to get some of these younger guys in, get them some playing time with a nice cushion.
Always nice to see them early in the season.
It is. It is. And here we go with the fourth quarter. Inbounded to
Johnson.
Johnson.
Yep, that's the one. The one that's been getting you.
He's been getting me. Fitton's got the ball. Oh, and a pass stolen by Bunk.
Yeah, and he, wow, carried it.
Oh, the Owls will get it back.
Yeah.
Bunk does handle the ball well, but he's a big man underneath. He got a little ahead of himself there.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a Fitton intending a pass across the baseline to Gleason, and Bunk just came away with it. Fitton tried to steal it right back, couldn't quite get there. There's one to Gleason that goes, and he kicks it out.
Derek Lyons underneath.
Lyons with his first two of the year. And that increases the lead to 29. It's 56-27 with 7.5 minutes remaining. The Knights back to work, rotating the ball from left to right. Turnaround layup, no good from Black. Gets his own rebound, goes back up with it, and he's able to put that one in.
That was a very strong rebound by Black. And the Owls break the pressure. A.J. Gleason in the corner here. And he drives, picks up the foul, and he'll go to the line for two.
Yeah, hits the deck, but hops back up pretty quickly. Gleason, big, strong kid. Was big and strong. I mean, ever since his freshman year, the first time I saw him, but got even bigger.
Yep. Yes.
This past summer.
Yep. A lot of these guys spend a lot of time in the weight room.
Yeah. Yeah. Gleason, again, another member of the football team also.
I know a few of them that get up very early in the morning and go down to the, we won't advertise, but
no free ads.
They get up really early and go. So A.J. Gleason will have his second free throw here.
Yeah, missed the first.
Owls still leading 56-29 with 7 minutes left in the game. A.J. misses the second one, rebounded by Colin Sabowski.
Got the steal, though.
A.J. with a steal. A.J. breaks away, and he lays it in. Steal and the breakaway layup for Gleason. And now there's some pressure by Lucas Johnson. And did they call a foul on Lucas?
I didn't see much going on off the ball.
I
But there is a little
There is a call on Lucas Johnson. It's
there it is.
That wasn't much of a foul, but they did call it a foul.
It's his first team fifth.
Eisenhower will be inbounding near half court.
Handled now by Hunt, and he passes it off as well to Seymour. There's a drive and another block. Ooh.
That was blocked almost by Warner. They did call the foul on Warner.
Must have got him in the body. He elevated nicely on one, but just a little bit too much contact. It's his second foul, team sixth now. The Owls next on him will put Eisenhower in the 1-1.
Casey Seymour at the line drains the first one. It's now 58-30. Into the game comes Greg Tyler and Wyatt Stark.
So they'll be replacing
Derek Lyons and
Gleason.
And the second free throw is good. Pressure again by Eisenhower. Here comes Greg Tyler up the side. He's going to go all the way with it. And he got himself to the line.
Nice job by Tyler. Just aggressive there. Drove in all the way, coast to coast.
He got the inbounds pass about half court, and he was determined to get to the basket.
So he'll get two from the charity stripe. Meanwhile, alongside Tyler is Stark, as you mentioned. Lucas Johnson still on the floor, as is Brendan Warner and Isaiah Finn.
And the first free throw is no good. Greg will have one more shot here.
Quick line change for Eisenhower, too, as they have three men swap out.
Sure, they're getting their young guys some playing time as well. They will have a game tomorrow. It appears it'll be the consolation game, but in and out by Tyler, and Greg steals the ball and then loses it and then steals it again.
quick hands there as Tyler gets it back.
The Owls have possession. And a foul near midcourt by Eisenhower.
Nice job after the whistle was already blown, but a little circus layup there from Warner. Unfortunately, doesn't count. He'll go to the line for a 1-1, I believe.
And the first free throw is good. A little confusion by Eisenhower underneath there, but the referee's got it under control. Warner will have one more free throw here. And it's in and out.
Yeah, that hit the rim just about as many times as you can without going in.
And it looks like the foul is on Fitton on the rebound. No, it's on Greg Tyler. And the Eisenhower Knights will be shooting a 1-1.
Yeah, that puts the Owls into the bonus there. Both teams now in the bonus. So 1-1 the rest of the way with 6 minutes, 15 seconds remaining. So a lot of fouls here in the second half. And you'll recall the Owls had a number in the first half as well. I believe they had 5 in the first half.
And he misses the front end of the 1-1. And it goes out of bounds off of the Owls. Eisenhower will take possession.
59-31 here, the Owls lead with 6:13 to play.
Looks like the starters for the Owls are putting on their warm-up jerseys.
Yeah.
Always a good thing with 6 minutes left in the game.
Well, it's not always.
Well,
but
okay.
It certainly is in this instance. So there's another a foul called.
Looks like 22.
So that'll be Lyons.
That's on Derek Lyons. That'll be his first.
And another 1-1. Does that set up? This time it'll be Seymour at the line. Casey Seymour. He's so far makes his first, so he's now 3-for-3 from the line with one more, and that's good as well.
And full court pressure by Eisenhower. Stark has the ball back to Fitton. Over to Johnson. And Johnson gets through there, misses a layup, rebounded by Eisenhower. And
almost stolen, knocked
out of bounds off the Owls.
Yeah, it was good help defense by some of the guys off the bench, which you like to see.
Everyone seems to have this very quick hands.
And good defense down low by Lions there as Eisenhower forced to kick it out. Three-pointer goes no good. They get their own rebound, though. Kicked out again. And working from the top of the key, now to the left side.
I believe that all stolen by Tyler. Off to Lions. Lions is going to drive, kick it back out to Stark.
Got a 10-footer there that just hit the front of the rim.
And blocking foul. It looks like it's on Fitton. And looks like Paul Mary will go back to the line.
So that is the ninth team foul. And it's still 59-33. Bradford leads with 5 minutes, 16 seconds remaining. So the foul trouble has really slowed down the game.
It has. Paul Mary misses the front end of the two shots. And he misses both ends. Fitton with a rebound. Out to Lucas Johnson. Back to Fitton at the top.
Fitton with a really nice rebound. Elevated there. Wasn't even really contested.
Derek Lyons. Back to Fitton. Over to Stark. Johnson to Lyons. Back to Johnson. Owls looking for the open man. Moving it around.
Yeah, it's good to see that the second team is just as patient off the bench.
Yep. It's
Wow, Fitton with a really nice move as he drives in, got a lot of contact, no whistle, so he just elevated it, finished it himself. And it's 61-33, 4.5 minutes left. Now Eisenhower on the other end, no good.
Rebounded by Lyons. Stark on the wing. Lyons, beautiful pass. It gets away. Lyons had a nice pass to Tyler underneath.
Yeah, so good. He just wasn't ready for it. Yeah. It was a very impressive pass. I can understand why he wasn't ready for it, really. But
and that was a nice pass by Eisenhower underneath to Chris Bunk, who lays it in. Pressure again by Eisenhower. The Owls break it past half court. There's Fitton with the ball.
Ticking down to about 3 minutes, 50 seconds here. Still 61-35.
Good hands by Eisenhower. Now Stark's trapped out to Fitton. They're free. Johnson in the corner. Underneath to Tyler in the lane. Couple moves, and Tyler sinks it.
Nice job from Tyler there from about 5 feet out.
63-35 with 3 minutes and 20 seconds to go. And there's an errant three from Eisenhower, but rebounded by Eisenhower. And then stolen away by Lyons, who is taking it all the way down court, and he lays it in. Jimmy, very impressive by the bench players as well.
Yeah, able to maintain the lead and even grow it a little bit, now up to 30.
They're all seem to be very fundamentally sound.
There's a missed layup by Black. Gets his own rebound, puts it back in, cuts it back down to a 28-point lead, but it is 65-37.
Here comes Fitton, strong to the basket, and he's fouled on the floor, but he will go to the line for a 1-1.
So ticking down because I believe, and it's a new season, so pardon if my memory hasn't been refreshed quite yet. But I believe at any time, if the lead gets up to,
they stop.
Yeah, well, they have stopped. They have stopped it now. But I forget what the mercy rule starts at. I believe it is 30 or 30 something.
We'll get with one of our referee friends here soon and verify that. The clock did continue to run for a bit. It is stopped now with 2:32 to go, and that ball is off of Bradford. Eisenhower will inbound underneath with 2:25 to go. We must be in a mercy situation, Jimmy. Clock is moving.
Yeah, so it must have been when they hit the 30-point lead, which, again, it has since been taken back down to 28.
Ball
there's a steal.
Stolen by Derek Lyons. Good hands. Reached down and just took it.
Picked out to Johnson. He's in the right corner. A little spin move. Frees him up, and there's a switch on the defensive assignment. So, they're still
and we just
barely matched.
Just hit 2 minutes to go. Beautiful pass underneath the Fitton. Nice pass from Wyatt Stark to the open man Fitton. The Owls lead by 30, 67-37 with 1:45 to go.
Yeah, and Fitton with 8 points here tonight off the bench. Nice job from him, kind of leading this this bench team.
And there is a made shot by Eisenhower and a foul on Stark.
Yeah, Black able to finish there, and he'll go to the line for the third.
Three the hard way, as you like to say
it. Yes, that's right. So 1 minute, 28 seconds remaining, 67-39, and Black at the line for the Knights.
And there's a wholesale change. All five guys for your Bradford Owls just changed out.
The old hockey change there.
Pardon me, because I don't know all their names. Jesse Taylor's in the game. Enzo Alio's in the game. Daniel Marasco's in the game.
Yeah, I think Carter Cawley as well.
And Marcus Twilliger, who has the ball right now. There out to Marasco.
We got there. kick back out now to Alio.
That's Alio. Alio gets it stripped.
Yeah, Black off and running for
and
the
And then the quick hands for the Owls. There's our first jump ball of the evening, if I'm thinking correctly.
I think so.
With 1 minute left to go in the game, and the Owls gain possession.
So nice job there from Elio, trying to get it from the much bigger Black on Eisenhower, able to tie it up.
Terwilliger bringing it up court.
There's a drive
at
in
the
from
foul line.
Gets rid of it. Now Jesse Taylor.
Elio's got the ball.
There's Cawley outside to Marasco. Marasco puts it up, and it's no good. Gets stuck in the rim, and they got to pop it back out. It's considered, I believe, out of bounds in that situation. But with the mercy rule in effect, that clock's still running as Eisenhower tries to inbound the ball. So 5 seconds to go, 67-40, Bradford leads. And I think they're just going to dribble that one out. So that'll be your final score, 67-40. The Owls' first game of the season, and they make it a good one with the big win here, a 27-point win. The young guys got some action. We saw a lot of things to like here early in the season.
Very nice win, Jimmy. Good ball movement, great defense. Second team comes in the same characteristics.
Yeah.
Didn't miss a beat. Even those really young guys at the very end looked to move the ball very well.
Yeah, a lot of the same type of gameplay and the same the same strong points, as it were, which I think is a credit to the coaching staff.
I would
Benardi
say yes.
in his second year,
they should be very happy with this victory.
Absolutely, yeah, and that will put the Owls in the championship game at the Randy Stebbins Memorial Tournament tomorrow, and that will be played at 5 o'clock, which means our coverage will start about 5 minutes prior at 4:45. But we've got a post game to do, so we're going to take a quick 2 minute break so I can tally up the points and the stats, and we'll be back with our Bradford Owls recap. Again, the Owls top Eisenhower 67-40. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford, Devin Kloss State Farm, ABC Grow With Me, and WR Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Becoming a Toyota certified used vehicle starts with passing a 160-point inspection to ensure nothing but the highest quality vehicle. And for a limited time, Love Toyota has great low financing deals on certified used Camrys, Corollas, RAV4s, Highlanders, and Tacomas. Not all buyers will qualify for special APR financing from Toyota. See your dealer for details. The best new cars make the best used cars. Hurry. Offers end November 30th. Toyota. Let's go places.
Love Toyota Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the old post office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
Basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of Sponsors. Participants include Toyota Certified Used Cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Childcare, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of childcare, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports. It's the Owls postgame, though it sounds a bit like pregame, because here at the Terror Dome, the Randy Stebbins Memorial Tournament, they're getting ready and on to the next one. The Ottawa Eldred girls are about to play, but the Owls have just wrapped up their season opening game here in Otto Eldred against Eisenhower. Came away with a nice win. 67-40 was the final score. And boy, an all around team effort there. And again, we had plenty of praise on both sides of the ball. The offense looks great. Transition game looked good. The passes were crisp, quick, had multiple guys with beautiful assists. And on defense, aggressive, quick hands, and a lot of blocks.
Yeah. I can't say enough good stuff about them tonight. Looking forward to tomorrow. Very quick hands. The coaching staff's done a great job with them.
Oh, and again, no doubt. We should mention both the boys and girls start their season with a win now. If you missed it, beginning of the show, we mentioned the Lady Owls were in the first game of the tournament, and they had a 32-16 win over Allegheny Limestone. For your Bradford Owls, the scorers here, Jake France led the team with 14 points, but there were 10 Owls who got themselves on the board tonight and in the scorebook. 14 points for France. Then we had 12 points for Talon Reese, 11 points for Chase Weinberg, 8 points for Isaiah Fitton, 6 points for AJ Gleason, 4 points for Derek Lyons,
yep.
3 points for Lucas Johnson, and 2 points apiece for Adam Ward and Greg Tyler. So 10 Owls on the board. And again, up and down the score sheet, just getting involved. Can't say enough about Jake France, who came in off the bench tonight and produced in a big way as well. And for Eisenhower, who opened their season up with a loss, Johnny Palmieri and Chris Bunk both scored 10 points, but they were led by their big man down low, Kyler Black, who had 12. Casey Seymour chipped in 6 and Cale Hunt with 2. But the Owls, you know, really, really nice. And credit to the coaching staff, as we mentioned just before we cut to break. Coach Bernardi, again, in his second year, did well last year in his first year of coaching. Was 9-14, first year coaching boys varsity, I believe. came from a girls program in it evades me, but I
Ridgeway?
Think Ridgeway, maybe.
Ridgeway.
Yeah, Ridgeway, the girls program in Ridgeway. But started with a 9-14 season. Then he lost four starters, returns one letter winner. And again, I think the team from top to bottom looks fully capable of producing. So they open up their season 67-40 again against Eisenhower, and that leaves them in the championship game tomorrow. Their opponent is to be determined. They will play the winner of this coming game tonight, Otto Eldred versus Gowanda.
Yes.
Gowanda against the hosting Terrors, and the winner of that game will meet the Owls tomorrow. Again, 5 o'clock start. So you can catch the pregame coverage just about 5 minutes prior at about 4:55. And I believe, any final thoughts, James, from you?
Well, I think you've summed it up well. Very impressive performance. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I'm grateful to be on board with the radio station, and things are good.
Yeah, I enjoyed having you tonight. It's nice having a partner. It's been a couple of years since I've had a somebody beside me. We had the COVID year. Got a little bit of help on a couple of games last year from Cam, my football color commentator. But I appreciate you having you here, and appreciate you for listening as well at home, or whether it be on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, 1490 AM, the 100.1 The Hero app, or WBRRFM.com. We are streaming on all platforms all season long. So, again, the Owls win 67-40 over Eisenhower. For my partner, James Patrick, and our producing engineer, Igor, this is Jimmy Kelt signing off of Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.